Yes, look, it's been known for many months that the cath lab service that was there was being withdrawn. It's been known for many years that it's not up to standard. So the focus has to be kept on getting a proper cath lab, a proper cardiology service in Sligo. The cost of helicopters bringing people up and down to Galway, the inconvenience for patients and their families, all of this has to be overcome. Now, in the negotiation of something like that, we've all had our opportunities. I'd spoken myself to the Minister for Health many months ago that this was coming down the line, and I'm sure Mark was very forceful with the Taoiseach in his discussions yesterday. It's different interpretations of exactly what was said. Because it still has to go through the HSE, it still has to go through appointments that have to be made, different stuff like that. It won't happen overnight, but the sooner it can happen, the better. And we all have to keep focused, instead of who said what and who didn't say what, that the end line, the result is what we need, is a proper cardiology service at Sligo University Hospital. And it really doesn't matter, and it's only kind of playing games really in the middle. We have a junior health minister from the other party, main party in government, in the constituency, and I suppose the Taoiseach has to be a bit careful too, not to put egg on his face or anything like that. They're all fighting for it, as are the two non-government TDs in the constituency. I have no doubt every one of them is lobbying for this, as every councillor is. Everyone on the health forum, myself and Declan Bree and Darren Mulvey from Sligo and our colleagues from Leitrim, are all fighting for this, and it's a constant battle, but we'll get there in the end. And I think today is a good news. It's definitely a step in the right direction. It's not finished yet, and I'm sure Mark is well aware there's a lot more work to be done to make sure that these get to the stage where the full service is returned to Sligo, and that's the most important thing of all.